Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, Squiz Kid Quizzes, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz, your chance to prove who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. You know the drill. Five questions for kids about the wonderful world's happenings of the past 7 days, then five questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions takes a victory lap. Easy as. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all of today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the coming weekend, including, of course, the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. You ready, all? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your five questions. Question number one, and let's kick off with an easy-peasy one. Name the quartet of superheroes who are the stars of a new Marvel movie that hit cinemas this week. And the clue is in the word quartet. That's right, it's the Fantastic Four. Question number two. Let's hit the sporting paddock now and get our rugby on, because the Wallabies, Australian men's national rugby team, is in the middle of playing a combined team from Britain and Ireland. Are they the British and Irish Tigers, the British and Irish Panthers, or the British and Irish Lions? That's right, they're the British and Irish Lions. Question number three. We heard in the podcast this week how politicians from all over the country have gathered in federal parliament this week for the first sitting of parliament since the May election. In which city is our federal parliament located? Yeah, well done if you said Canberra. Question number four. Christy told us in the podcast on Tuesday about a bunch of robot bunnies who have been sent into swamps in Florida to flush out what sort of feral animal that's exploded in population and become a pest there. Is it A, alligators, B, Burmese pythons, or C, elephants? It'd be funny if it was C, elephants, but it's not. It's B, Burmese pythons. Question number five. We also heard in the podcast this week how Pokemon lovers were excited by the new Pokemon Presents online event this week. Which popular yellow Pokemon turned DJ for the occasion and opened the presentation with an hour of sick beats? Did you say Pikachu? You would be correct. Alrighty, how did you go, kids? Did you show those adults how it's done? Are they looking scared? I'll bet they are. Alright, well, let's see how the big people go. Alright, adults, now it's your turn. Time to show those kids how it's done. Question number one. Which state was this week grappling with an ocean algal bloom that was killing marine life and disrupting the local seafood industry? Yep, that's right, it was South Australia. Question number two. Which state held an election last weekend only to arrive at the same political outcome that existed before the election was held? Yep, that happened in Tasmania. Question number three. Name the US late-night talk show host who this week announced his show had been cancelled amid suspicions it had been cancelled for political reasons. That's right, I'm talking about Stephen Colbert. Question number four. The rock music world lost an icon this week with the passing of which heavy metal legend? Yeah, that's right, it was Ozzy Osbourne. May he rest in peace. Question number five. Name the team made up of Indigenous Aussie players and South Pacific Islanders that came close to toppling the British and Irish Lions at a rugby match in Melbourne this week. Did you say First Nations and Pacifica? Then you would be correct. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Who's the winner this week? All bow down to your brainiac superiority. Now, if you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Before we hop into shout-outs, here's another question for you. Can a snake actually bite itself to death? And I mean, why would it? How could it? And that's the mystery that Christy tackles in this week's brand new Squiz Kids Science Short, exclusively on the Squiz Kids channel on YouTube. It dropped today, and you'll find it under Shorts. And while you're there, don't miss our other episodes like Why Do We Fart? And Does a Bigger Brain Make You Smarter? If you've got a burning science question, make sure you email it to us at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au, and Christy might just feature it next. Okay, you ready for some birthday fun? Because now it's time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, July 25. Today is National Pajama Day, so keep your jammies on all day and help raise money for kids in foster care. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! It's a happy birthday to Danny from Wentworth Point, Riley from Forest Lake, Hayden from Vermont South, Luke from Fig Tree Pocket, Alfie from Kapalabar, Veronica from Dover Heights, Ella from Camden, Lottie from Toorak Gardens, Maddie from Yarrawarra, Mia from Eglinton, Elizabeth from Renwick, Harper from Brigadoon, Edwin from Albury, Leland and Mrs. Zarb from Bradbury, Edith from Innaloo, Helen from Whitfield, Teddy from Mernda, and Kim from Epping. And a reminder, we'll be returning to classroom shoutouts next week, so get your teacher to submit a request for a classroom shoutout via the online link on our webpage or drop us an email to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning. And the best bit? They're absolutely free, just as all our other excellent content is indeed free too. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all the audio content will magically appear. For now though, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have yourselves a most excellent day. Over and out.